Hi, everyone. Welcome to For the Road Ford, brought to you by Auto Trader and Kelley Blue Book and Dealer.com and Vin Solutions. I'm Jade Terriberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning at Cox Automotive, and it is that time for another relevant and timely conversation with two of my favorite industry leaders to cover the automotive trends and hot topics that should be on every modern dealer's or OEM's radar like yours for a smoother and more successful road forward. So today I am joined by two esteemed colleagues, Noah Lee, Director of Product Consulting, and Mo Zahabi, AVP of Product Consulting with Cox Automotive, who will be on an upcoming panel with me at the Modern Retailing Conference moderated by Brian Pasch. And our panel is entitled Retailing Reinvented, Unlocking AI, CDP, and Attribution in the Shopper Journey. And I invited them on today to give you a first look at some of the topics we'll be covering, like intelligent engagement, where data, AI, and attribution converge, and where dealers and OEMs have to meet shoppers with precision, personalization, and purpose. So welcome back, Noah. And Mo, this is your first time on the show, so welcome to the For the Road Ford podcast.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. So, Mo, my first question is to you. As we all know, today's car buyers navigate a complex landscape of platforms and channels, and the paths to purchase look drastically different than they did, say, just 5 or 6 years ago. So what are the most significant changes that you're seeing in how shoppers move through their journey, especially across Deal Central and the Cox Automotive ecosystem? And how can dealers ensure that their message is relevant every step of the way?
I think a lot's changed over time. Our understanding of the customer has definitely grown through the use of data and AI. You know, in the past, customers went out, they did research, they submitted leads to multiple dealerships, and, you know, eventually they pick one they went in. I think it's changed a lot now to where dealers are delivering experiences that pull customers in, because they do have a better understanding of where the customer is in that journey. And rather than playing a guessing game with the consumer and hitting them at, you know, various spots like their car birthday, for example, they're actually utilizing first party data to engage with the customer at the perfect time. And that's, you know, really when the customer is ready to buy, and having that understanding of what, when a customer is ready to buy and being able to engage with that customer in their preferred method of communication with an offer that's relevant to what they're after is really, I think, what's driving, you know, the experience the customer wants. And it's really driven by the data that we have and the data that's out there. And of course, AI and understanding what to do with that data and when to do it.
Yeah, I agree. Timing and relevant content are priceless and only happen when you have the best data powering all of those insights that dealership staff are working with. So, Noah, we all know that the average car buyer now interacts with dozens of touch points before making a decision. And we've recently talked about the white paper from Proficient that we commissioned showed that on average, the consumer has 62 touch points from click to close. That is a lot. So why do you think it's critical, not just recommended, not just a good idea, but I'm going to repeat the word critical, for dealers to move beyond basic metrics and embrace multi-touch attribution? And can you share strategies for identifying which touch points truly drive conversions and optimization of their marketing mix?
That's a great question. And really, when you said critical, that really resonates. And here's why. You know, dealers, they're literally flying blind with half of their marketing budget. Think about it. If you're only looking at the last click before a sale, you're basically giving about 100% credit to maybe 2% of that actual customer journey. So think about it in like baseball terms. You're crediting the closer in baseball, ignoring the entire team that got you to that ninth inning. Now, in today's market, you know, dealers, they're spending between $600 and $800 per unit sold on advertising. Now, when margins are compressed, you can't afford to waste 30 to 40% of that spend on channels that look good and those last click reports, but don't actually influence buyers. And the thing is, your competitors are already using this data to steal your customers. They're identifying those early journey touch points you're ignoring and intercepting shoppers before they even get to your website. So think about it this way, right? That's that 62 touch reality that Proficient, I think I'm saying that right, called out, right? So they're showing 62 touch points. That means if you use that single source attribution, it's really only telling you 1.6% of that story. So when you're looking at your inventory, would you make inventory decisions with 1.6% of your data available to you? Probably not. So you know, let's simplify it. Let's kind of think about how we can weigh out those different sources, because, you know, there's different ones that have different influences on those shoppers. So I like to kind of break it out into three buckets. You know, you've got your introducers. They're about that first 20% of the journey, right? They deserve more credit than they often get. To think about social, display, video. So getting your brand in front of those people on the right, you know, channel, and getting their interest in what you have to sell. And you've got your nurturers. So that's your middle 60%. That's your email, your one-to-one text messages, your retargeting, your model research pages, your paid search, right? And that goes into converters. And I'm going to put paid search into that as well, but also your direct site visits, your chat, etc. So even this basic framework beats that last click attribution by a big mile, right? So just think about collecting that data, looking at those different sources and bucketing it out and seeing, okay, how much am I getting from each of these, and allocating your budgets accordingly.
Such incredible advice. So Mo, customer data platforms, CDPs, are transforming personalization and operations. So how are you seeing better data, native CDPs like what Cox Automotive has, fuel new revenue opportunities and streamline dealership processes?
It's important to note, like with our CDP, obviously it is native, but it's also powered by first party data. And I think that that's a big point here, you know, because the difference between a CDP with first party data and one without, it's like owning a stadium versus like buying a ticket. You know, you don't really get things like intent data at scale or cross dealership intelligence, which makes it hard to really understand what's taking place, because you are relying on last touch at that point to even identify that a customer's back in market. And with the CDP powered by first party data, where you're able to enrich influence, you're able to reach out at customers during specific touch points in an omni-channel approach end to end and really align with where they are, which really allows you to go out there and engage in a way that we never did before, because before it was blind. And what we've been able to do is take those blinders off, because the first party data lets us see what's really taking place on a dealer level, and then allows us to go ahead and create engagement and automate that based off of, you know, different parameters inside the system. So I think it's really helped us change not just, you know, what a CDP is, but how a customer experience should play out and how activities inside the dealership should play out. I think that the CDP powered with first party data really turns what you would have typically in a dealership in a CRM to a smart CRM and a smart marketing platform.
Yeah, truly does, end to end and in real time. So Noah, AI is increasingly embedded in automotive products. What are some of the real world examples of how AI is automating insights, enhancing targeting, improving team performance and results within Cox Automotive and beyond for our clients?
Well, you know, what's great about Cox Automotive is we've been using AI for years, and really ChatGPT just made it sound a lot cooler. And we're doing a ton. I mean, I could talk for hours about all the different AI applications that we're using, but I'm going to call out a couple of ones that are really important. Number one is going to be the integration of our automotive marketing platform and our dealer.com advertising platform. So what we're doing is we're taking all of that data that we have on shoppers, about 7 out of 10 shoppers nationwide in real time, using our giant, you know, native CDP to digest all that data and create those customer profiles. And then to market to those shoppers on a one-to-one basis via email, text message, even direct mail. Now, where things get really interesting is we can track that person's behavior with those offers. So if somebody clicks on an email, opens it up, clicks through to a landing page, we can activate salespeople inside of the CRM. And then when we also identify those shoppers by their behavior inside of your CRM, we can start marketing to them using paid search, display, remarketing, video, etc., and even use a lookalike audiences to go after other people who are similar to them. So that's one. You know, number two, you know, I'm going to call out Xtime, right? They're doing predictive service intelligence. So going after those declined services and recommending those to shoppers as they schedule their next service. And we see huge increases in RO volume and dollar amount with just that one product, because it's getting those declined services put in front of those shoppers outside of the dealership. So they're more likely to adopt those. Then if we look at, you know, vAuto, right, we're using algorithms to score inventory and give you, you know, recommendations. Hey, this car will make you more money if you price it at X and you turn it in this many days. You know, we're giving you those bronze to platinum scorings and also giving you those days supply in the market and so much more to tell you, you know, what vehicles you should be acquiring, how you should be pricing them, and how you should be merchandising them. Then we've got, you know, anti-bot shield. We've got this hidden AI hero, which is a company we work with called Human to block ad fraud. It basically identifies and blocks bots that could be wasting up to 30% of a dealer's spend. And then we also have our real-time personalization engine on the dealer.com website. So identifying who shoppers are when they land on the website, showing them content that's relevant to their interests. So vehicles that are recommended for them, specials, and even payments based on what they plugged into My Wallet earlier in their customer journey. So, I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to our usage of AI at Cox Automotive, and it's only getting better every day.
So many cool things, and they are all truly a win-win-win-win across the client, the consumer, and whether that is the dealer, the OEM, or the lender. It is making everybody more efficient and a better experience all the way around. So as we wrap up here, I'm going to ask you both an important question. If a viewer or listener is hearing this and thinking, okay, I want to close out the year strong and really dial in my plan and focus for 2026. And yes, I did just say 2026. It is almost here. What actionable strategies would you recommend for dealerships looking to align data, technology, and process to gain a measurable edge into today's competitive market? Mo, we're going to start with you.
For me, it's activate your data. I think that the thing that differentiates, you asked the question about CDP, thing that differentiates CDP is the data. You need to activate it. You need to integrate CDP data that's driven by insights and allow that to drive your daily workflow, things like marketing, sales, service, so on and so forth. You know, the technology that we have, the predictive AI, it can really help identify when customers are most likely to do what you guys want, which is buy a car. So it really just goes back to isolating that data and using it in a way that can be beneficial for the dealership. Make it work for you.
Yes. Noah?
All right. I got two things. Number one, you want to look past last point attribution or last touch attribution. Start looking at the total picture when it comes to that customer journey. And then number two, super simple. It's one thing I tell everybody, send every lead a link to digital retailing. Get into that workflow. You're going to see higher close rates, higher gross profit, and happier customers.
Right on. Now, as we wrap up this amazing conversation with Noah and Mo, I want to thank them for giving all of you a sneak peek of what we will be covering at MRC. And if you are attending the Modern Retailing Conference in Palm Beach, November 16th to 18th, be sure to check out our keynote panel on the 18th and be sure to come by and say hey. So thanks, Noah and Mo.
Thank you.
Thanks, I think that about wraps us up for today, and I want to extend a huge thank you. Noah, Mo, great job, and a huge thanks to all of you for watching or listening to For the Road Forward. Whether you're listening on your favorite streaming platform such as Spotify or Apple or watching on our Auto Trader B2B homepage, we sure are glad that you're here. And if you'd like to be a subscriber, where you'll be the first to hear when new episodes like this release, as well as receive subscriber-only bonuses throughout the year. And I should mention that we have quite a few big Cox Automotive studies being released very soon, where subscribers get first look. Go to b2b.autotrader.com/fortheroadforward. And as always, I'm your host, Jade Terriberry. Be sure to join in next week as we'll continue the unjaded conversations with industry leaders, champions, and disruptors on what they're currently seeing, doing, and forecasting is coming next on the road ahead for all of us in the automotive industry. And as always, we're cutting through the noise to drive real results for you.